So I've had a bit of a realization today. I think that perhaps for me to stay on track with this, I'm going to have to pretty much give up drinking. Because I guess the kind of field that I'm in, the work that I do, there tends to be like a lot of events. I tend to go out to quite a lot of events. Not like lots, not like two or three a week, but maybe like one every 2 weeks or something like that. I'm quite selective with what I go to these days. Because of having, you know, Luna and my wife at home. But every time I go out, I just get really carried away. Last night I went to the Brits, and there was a free bar, basically. I was in a box, and it was lovely, absolutely wonderful, so spoiled. But there was a free bar and, like, free food and whatnot. And actually, I'd had #365 in my head, so all day I'd been really careful about what I'd eaten. I'd kept my calories really, really low, with the intention of having a little bit of food there, but knowing I was going to have a few glasses of wine. So I had it in my brain to be sensible with it. When I arrived, you know, as soon as I walked in, I had a glass of champagne. I know this is all very fabulous, so I know it sounds weird that I'm complaining about it, but hopefully you know where I'm coming from. I had a glass of champagne, just basically necked it because it was so delicious. So then I had another one. And then, you know, got talking to some people and, you know, there was some food there, but I didn't really fancy any of the food. It was kind of stuff I didn't really want to eat. And there was like a little cheese selection. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just have some couple of pieces of cheese on some crackers. I wasn't actually that hungry anyway, weirdly. So I had another glass of wine and had a little piece of cheese. And before I'd know what was going on, I had another couple of glasses of wine because they were like topping up my glass. And another three or four cheese cracker things. And then, of course, by that point, I was fairly tipsy, so all inhibitions go out the window, and I just started eating all the cheese. And then I woke up this morning, and I was really, like, tired and hungover, and I got a pizza. So I had a pizza. And again, one of those classic little lies you tell yourself. I was like, oh, I'm hungover. If I have a pizza, it'll just make me feel better, because it'll replenish my essential salts. And it will just having something like that in my stomach will just make me feel a bit more, just a bit better. You know, like, it's just a lie. Just a lie. Bad food never makes you feel better. It just doesn't. It's not true. Not better than if I'd had something healthy. You know, that would have made me feel better. But, you know, didn't listen to truth or reason or logic. Just cracked on with my bad ways. And it has got me thinking. You know, we're getting quite deep into #365 now. And I am serious about it. I am doing this every single day. It's on my mind every single day. And I am getting derailed by alcohol. And that kind of makes me sound like I've got an alcohol problem. I haven't. I don't drink that regularly. I don't, like, drink every day. I don't even drink every other day. It's just really when I go to these events where I just drink too much, basically. Like, and again, not in like an unhealthy way. I'm not like a terrible drunk who's like staggering around and throwing up on people. Like, it's not like that. Never gets that bad. But do you know what I mean? It's just, I've kind of become mindful of it. I don't like the fact that it's derailing me. And I don't like the fact that I'm having like these days where I'm not on my best form. So I don't know. I don't think I haven't come as far as saying I'm going to knock alcohol on the head for the rest of the year. Because I've got to be realistic. That's probably not going to happen. But, I don't know, maybe I can, like, put some other plans or strategies in place to be a bit more sensible with it. I'll have a think. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow for another day, another dollar.